deep rabbit hole we go down if we get into that soup.
It could be.
I mean, we enjoy it, I thought. So
I wholeheartedly enjoy it.
Well, okay. What the hell? Let's go with it.
And it's on brand, so.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Not Chad Rushing In.
Bravo. Bravo.
The power.
It's apparently in your hands.
No.
Comes full... No?
No.
No?
No. I don't want that kind of attention.
You don't want that kind of... Okay. Well, I guess that's not going to happen tonight, then. No. So I guess we'll just be...
It's a slow burn.
Slow burn?
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome to Two Fools Rushing In. I'm Jeff Bookman.
I am Reverend Chad.
And I am not.
That's right.
I am definitely not.
And I can... Reverend. I can now definitively say that I'm a reverend.
Oh, God. Did you get circumcised?
No, I've been ordained for a couple of years. I just never filed the paperwork with the state. And a friend of mine's getting married end of this year and asked me to officiate their wedding.
Well, this is the Church of Humans or something?
No, I went ahead and did my dutist as the one I'm going to...
The dutist? Oh, the dude.
Dudism. Yeah, dudism. I am a dudist.
You should have been the Church of Michael.
Well, I mean...
The Church of Hybrides.
We'd have to get it recognized.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to write whatever the fuck you want.
No, you actually have
to... be a recognized...
The dude is a recognized religion.
Dudism. Yes, no joke. Dudism
What was the motto? Just don't be a dick?
I can't believe that you haven't...
I know what the dude is. I just... No, I, but I know, I, you I didn't know that... I steer clear of most religions. I don't care.
This isn't a religion. It's not a religion.
Dudists of the world. This is one letter off a total naked.
Yes. What is dudism? While dudism in its official form has been organized as a religion only recently, it has existed down through the ages in one form or another. Probably the earliest form of dudism was the original form of Chinese Taoism, before it went all weird with magic tricks and body fluids. The originator of Taoism, Lao Tzu, basically said, smoke 'em if you got 'em, and mellow out, man, although he said this in ancient Chinese, so something may have been lost in translation. Down through the ages, the rebel shrug has fortified many successful creeds. Buddhism, Christianity, Sufism?
That's the correct
word. John Lennonism, and faux-shizzle, Minizalism. The idea is this. Life is short and complicated, and nobody knows what to do about it. So don't do anything about it. Just take it easy, man. Stop worrying so much. You'll make it in, whether you'll make it into the finals. Kick back with some friends and some oat soda, and whether you roll strikes or gutters, do your best to be true to yourself and others. That is to say, abide.
Okay, this has been our sermon. Signing off.
I am now a registered...
Would you find your pen?
I did. Registered Dudist priest with the state of Ohio, and when I get my paperwork back in 2 to 3 weeks, I can marry people.
Each other, not to him.
Yes, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can perform marriages. So
polygamy type religion.
I can perform marriages.
Hey, I'm marrying you. What? Don't walk away from me.
I can perform last rites. I can get clergy badges at the hospital.
Do those get you in the morgue?
Yeah.
I think of some good uses for it, never.
Wow, no.
Photo shoot with the chicken.
Yeah.
No.
We're in the autopsy. The full flayed open rib cage, and they got the chicken head on.
Oh, my God. Wow, no. Mm-mm.
Chicken's gone dark.
I am trying really
chicken's
hard.
Chicken's after dark.
Yeah, that's what
Chicken is actually planning to go buck. Semi-professional.
What?
Yeah, I have plans.
Oh, man. He's becoming a real cock.
I have plans and ideas.
Yeah?
Did I just...
So what's on the docket for tonight? Anything happening?
Anything happening?
I had a heart-to-heart with my youngest this weekend.
Your youngest?
Elizabeth. I have two. One's younger than the other. I admit it, but she's younger.
Okay. when you say that, when you're like, I had a heart-to-heart with my youngest, I'm like, they're twins.
They don't come out neck and neck.
They didn't slide out together.
No, but up until you were like, Elizabeth, I'm like, I have no fucking idea which one came out first.
Okay, well, I was kind of alluding to that.
Okay.
But, Darby is quite the social butterfly. She has all the friends and gets invited to all the groups and everything. And Elizabeth is notoriously left out, whether she be standing by Darby while Darby's being invited or what. Wow. And Darby is, she's a shoe-in for piece of shit sister of the year, because she never just, you know, either she doesn't want Elizabeth to come, or she never thinks of Elizabeth at all to say, hey, can Elizabeth come too, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So Elizabeth, you know, knows all these people that are inviting Darby. She eats lunch with them. She hangs out with them and all stuff, but she never gets invited. So I feel for you, kid, but I'm exactly the same as that. You're an introvert. You're very shy. You don't typically put yourself out there to, you know, people, or ask much of anyone around you for fear that asking means they won't ask. They won't invite anymore, kind of thing. And you know, it gets better. It does, I swear. Mm-hmm. But I'm not trying to basically make you dread your life, but I didn't find my people till I went to college.
So
I never found like people I connected with until I went to school.
Is Elizabeth the one that came to the Oak Cluck thing?
That's Darby.
Okay, that was Darby. Okay.
Elizabeth usually goes to the Marvel movies with me and stuff.
Okay, I wasn't sure if maybe we were her kind of people.
No.
Okay.
Oh.
Not in that kind of way. I'm sorry,
Darby.
Dick.
Darby, no. Darby is not, definitely not a gamer of any sort.
No, Elizabeth
plays video games, watches anime, watches all the stuff, reads fantasy books. Show.
Okay.
I've tried to get her to go with me to role playing in Ashland a couple times, and she doesn't want to for fear of being the person there that doesn't know what to do or what. But eventually, I think she would like it. She would like role playing.
Mm-hmm.
If she would get over the fear of going, and man, my eyes are just itching out of my head all of a sudden.
Well,
but I don't know that she's ever going to try it, or I probably won't be the first person she plays role-playing games with. If she plays role-playing, it'll be with her friends, you know, like at Masterminds. They're, let's play this, you know. And
well, I was just thinking, you know, if it was something that she was interested in. I'm not the
safe environment for you know.
If it was something she was interested in, like, we could totally have her come.
Oh, I know. I mean, this is the father-daughter game, you know. Yeah. This is the perfect place, but, you know.
And, I mean, I'm fairly confident that after, you know, 30 to 60 minutes, she'd at least be proficient as our jackass children are from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
There would definitely be a slight language barrier between the way Jeff's kids talk and mine talk. She'd probably have a little bit of a culture shock for the bombs.
Really?
Yeah. They don't say that stuff.
Is it because you're some authoritarian Christo-fascist? Oh, your wife is the authoritarian Christo-fascist.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
No, I just decided...
To me, it's just words. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but I decided early on that there were a whole lot of things that I was going to have to... Like, this is the hill where I will wage my final battle in raising this child.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't going to be that.
Yeah, no. I have no qualms with it. Karen would be appalled. Oh, my God. And the girls, you know, they I don't know how they talk around their friends, but they don't talk that way at home. They've slipped in damn and crap and you know, I've heard Darby say shit before, but no, it's swearing is pretty much, you know, out of the
wait. You put damn and crap in the same bowl.
No, that's bull crap, or I don't give a damn, or damn, you know, not just the word,
right,
you know,
right. But you're saying, well, they've said damn or crap, like
used it in the heat of an argument or...
No, I get what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, but I'm just more...
I'm not apologizing for the naivete of my daughter.
I'm just shocked that...
It was more the... It was more the classification you were giving.
I'm like, telling you, you know how I talk. How I talk. This is that is not how they talk.
You talked earlier about doing terrible things.
I talked like this in front of them.
To a mid-autopsy corpse. So I think we're...
No, the chicken was doing that.
Well, right, but...
I had nothing to do with it.
You were going to be there.
I'm not clergy. He is.
Well, how else do we get in? We need our clergy.
He's the only one who's qualified to get a badge, so I don't know what he was doing there, officer.
Keep it up.
Maybe we get some press badges?
Yeah, we're there to photograph the arrest of...
When I was registering for Origins, I almost requested a press badge. Because I think at this point we could get that.
No, we can't.
Why?
We don't quite meet the qualifications.
Why?
Look into it. They're actually pretty strict about them.
We have to have a publication, I'm assuming.
Press badge application. Okay. Well, that sucks.
That was
less than helpful.
Yeah.
Didn't I give you the answers you didn't want?
Well, before it closed down, I looked into it as well.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a roll of the... It would have been a roll of the dice on whether or not they'd have given it. Because they want to be able to check your credentials.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that we have enough as far as credentials go.
We have a website. We're syndicated on 5 major podcasting networks.
I don't think that... Is that syndicated? Us posting things up?
It is carried.
I don't think that's the proper use of that word.
No, that's what it's called. We are carried... in Apple Podcasts, the Google Store, Amazon, Spotify, Podbean.
And we have been heard on 6 continents. I'm sorry. Yes, 6.
6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we did finally get Australia.
Yeah.
I'm still holding out hope for Antarctica.
Yeah, I don't know if the Nazi bunkers have the latest technology to listen to our...
Oh, man, don't spoil it. I wanted to talk about that.
I didn't watch it. I just heard you guys talk about it.
If you would like, I could work... I mean, it wouldn't be until probably late 2019, early 2020.
Mm-hmm.
But I could at least facilitate a download on Antarctica.
Are you planning to go there to prove Flat Earth?
No, my brother-in-law will be going back down there for a 6-week stint.
Why?
Because he is...
A penguin fucker? What's
he's kind of a big deal in the Air National Guard when it comes to C-130s.
You have more than one brother-in-law, right?
I do. Okay. I was being vague.
Okay, because there was one that came to mind.
And nope, wrong one.
Just a big... WTF?
Yeah.
Question mark.
Yeah, no.
Is a Nicole connection?
They're like, did they need benches made?
Athena?
Yes.
Did they need artisanal furniture?
Nope. And they don't need motorcycles.
Okay.
No, my other brother-in-law.
Okay.
I'll say it wrong if I don't look it up. He is a senior master sergeant in the Air National Guard.
Well, that sounds fancy as fuck.
That's pretty fucking fancy in all consideration.
It's pretty high for enlisted, isn't it?
Yeah, there is only one normal rank. and then the chief master sergeant of the Air Force above him as far as enlisted ranks. And there is one chief master sergeant of the Air Force.
So you gotta kill that guy off.
You can be a command chief master sergeant, but then that motherfucker, he works at the Pentagon.
So it's gonna be rough getting to him.
You are dead set and determined to have people show up to haul you away.
What?
I think he was speaking in the hypotheticals.
I am not Chad.
Uh-huh.
I have yet to identify.
Yeah, yeah. They would go and they'd look at the website and they'd be like, uh-huh, uh-huh. We've heard that guy's voice. We know who Chad is. We know who Jeff is. It must be this guy.
Dylan.
Nope, they've heard Dylan's voice. They know who D is.
Who's this notorious shorty?
Is not mentioned on the website.
Fuck.
The mysterious long ago fifth fool.
Yes.
So. But, what did everybody do this weekend?
God, I don't remember. Went over to friends and watched the Game of Thrones finale. That was. It was an episode that I would have been happy to just read the Cliff's Notes.
Okay.
It was that lack of things happening.
Did someone finally sit on that very uncomfortable piece of furniture?
No. A dragon melted it.
But the new king brought his own throne with him, so there's that.
He's in a wheelchair.
So it's not the blue dude?
The Night King?
Yeah.
No. He got stabbed by a little girl.
In episode 3 of the season.
Sure. The dragon. I'm the dragon. And it just melted. No?
No, it was a rage.
You saw what I was doing there.
I did.
I'm Iron Man.
Oh, no. Okay. We haven't talked about that, though. And we were saving it.
Yeah, but we're like 20 minutes in now. Let's give that its own episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we can do that.
Guess it's not this one either.
Damn it.
I mean, we could just go off on that tangent. I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that as well. But at this point, we've set the precedent for like the last 4 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Of mentioning Endgame. I mention it in the show notes.
Uh-huh.
Maybe even in the title.
Uh-huh.
And then the amount we talk about it is about as deep as we've gone.
And it's all tongue-in-cheek innuendo that we talk about because we don't want to even mention what we're talking about.
I did find it fun there about the week and a half mark when people started using ridiculous memes that you could, if you'd seen Endgame,
you would know
what was going on, and they were like, this was my favorite part of Endgame.
Like when they showed a picture of Thor sitting there with like a bag of cookies. But it's fit Thor.
Yeah, yeah.
A tub of ice cream and a beer.
There was also one where someone had poorly photoshopped Patrick with Mjolnir.
Patrick?
Patrick Starfish.
Patrick Starfish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's weird because he didn't have Mjolnir.
Someone else did. Right. Yeah.
All I will say is I want to see all Marvel movies in IMAX now.
That's pretty good.
Not even for the theater. Just for the people there with me.
Yeah. Because
that was pretty epic.
There was only 2 vocal outbursts, like theater-wide outbursts, when I went to see it. And then 2 cheers. 2 laughs and 2 cheers.
I still
cheers.
Think Paul Rudd has the best line. We're getting too much into it.
Okay, folks. We have hinted at it. We've talked about it without actually talking about it. We've talked around it. We've talked over it. We've talked under it. We've talked through it. We have essentially had intercourse with the topic without actually touching the topic. So I don't even know if that counts, but it might, because we felt satisfied.
It was kind of over the sweater.
It's kind of like, you know, when a guy finishes first.
Right.
But keeps going.
It still happened.
Pretending like it's there.
So, I mean, we've talked about it very nearly, like, I don't know.
Mostly in respect for Chad hasn't seen it. Well, and then there was in respect that. For the three of us working together. No, there was
only 1 week where I hadn't seen it.
Yes, but then there was two weeks in a row where all three of us were not together.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've talked about it.
Because I had to go away and then...
But I think that we may actually be to that one time in 14,605 times.
You had to look that up, didn't you?
I did.
You fucking nerd.
Wow.
I thought it was weird he had his phone.
I already had it pulled up.
Oh, okay.
I wanted my math correct.
Okay.
But I believe...
You saw it just the once, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe, gentlemen, we are in the end game now.
I believe so.
Okay.
I think, ultimately, Infinity War is probably a better movie.
I would agree with that statement.
Infinity War is The Empire Strikes Back. Endgame is definitely Return of the Jedi. Okay, everything you guys have been waiting for, here you go.
I don't know. The first almost half is so...
deep?
Dark. Because it's just dealing but it with has everyone to go
there.
Being broken.
It has to go there. Because it has to paint the picture. The sadness of 5 years. That's what freaked me out. I mean, I remember seeing the previews of all the ships around... Liberty Island. Mm-hmm. And then watching the movie, it's like, oh, 5 years. Okay, it makes sense now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just... But it kind of gives you the argument that, like, Thanos was right. Even Steve said, I saw whales in the bay. You know, the world's healing. You know, mm-hmm. kinda, things are getting better. Now, when he said half of all life, was that animal life, too? Or everything. Just sentient creatures? All beings.
Every living thing... everywhere.
Okay, we'll talk about the movie, then we'll talk about the aftermath, because there's been a lot of things that come up after the movie that people are bitching about.
Oh, okay.
That they're like, okay, this needs answered. A lot of them with the second snap. Now, what happened to the people that were in airplanes that disappeared, or that helicopter that crashed into the side of the building? You know, what the fuck?
You know, they came back.
In the middle of the air where they were and they fell 30 stories to the ground?
Maybe.
All right, so yeah, we'll get to that stuff.
Okay.
Movie itself.
Overall, hands down, the hero of the movie, the rat.
Yeah, I had an issue with that.
The rat was the hero. Stepped on the correct sequence of buttons, or the one button that needed to. The one button. And basically made it all salvageable.
Yeah.
That rat saved the universe.
Yes.
But it wasn't a rat.
No?
It was a mouse.
No, it wasn't. That thing was fucking huge.
Disney has come out and said it was a goddamn mouse.
They're saying it's a mouse because of fucking Mickey. It was a rat. That thing was freaking 6 inches long. It might be a mouse, but it was a freaking... The X-Men are in this universe. It's a mutant mouse.
Mm-hmm.
No. You can't just retcon and make a mouse. The thing was monstrous. Mm. I don't think a mouse would be big enough to flip a switch by stepping on it either.
Oh. But, I enjoyed some of the things they did. I liked having Smart Hulk. That was fun. I enjoyed those comics in the 90s, late 80s, whatever it was.
I like the character. I like the... It was a natural progression of that character. Mm-hmm. It had to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And the 5-year time jump gave it the opportunity to happen. Mm-hmm. Especially with, there's only so many people in the world. I'm one of the smartest people in the world. I need to freaking solve this problem so I can be there for everyone. It made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
A whole movie with Ruffalo in CG, I wasn't a fan.
Yeah, I mean, there were some spots where I was like...
He, mm. it, it, It's the parts where, like in Infinity War, where Thanos is talking to Gamora on a ship, and he walks up and sits at the foot of that thing. Mm-hmm. When he's walking, and this is me, you know, artistic,
yeah,
nitpicking, but his pants aren't wrinkling right, and you know, as much detail as they put in there, it still looks like a stiff doll walking up there and sitting down, and that's what you had with the Hulk.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of that weird stuff. But think of how bad it would have been had they not, in the Avengers, figured out how to do the fucking Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
That it would not have been possible had they not, you know, what, 6 years ago, figured out how to do it.
I think my favorite Hulk moment is when he shows up in New York and they're like, go smash things.
He's like, rips off his shirt. Yeah, that was funny. I think Paul Rudd had the best lines in the movie.
I really enjoyed Ant-Man.
In this. Somebody peed my pants.
Yes.
Great line. And the other one, don't you listen to him, Captain America, that's America's ass.
Yes. I will say...
best lines in the movie.
I really enjoyed Ms. Marvel's line when Ant-Man is sitting out there trying to eat his tacos.
Uh-huh.
And she says, careful, there's a...
That was Nebula.
Or was that... That's right.
Did anyone catch the Captain Marvel roadie look while they're in the 3D, the little view thing talking to Black Widow when she's, you know, reviewing, like, where mm-hmm. things are? She's talking to Rocket, Okoye, and in the comics, Rhodey and Captain Marvel are together.
Oh.
And it's
I did not know that.
It was kind of the way they talk to each other and the way they just the way they addressed each other. It kind of gave the impression that they were either more familiar than her being off-world and talking through this.
Okay.
But they both have a military connection,
yes.
Air Force connection and whatnot. So it is natural for them.
Yeah.
But that was neat.
I'm trying to think.
The back in time stuff was fun.
I don't
care about the time travel arguments about that.
I thought that was hilarious, though.
The whole, that's not how time travel works. That was great.
What's the rules they wanted to do? It's the rules that...
That they
set govern their universe.
They established this is how it's going to work. No one knows how it'll fucking work, and they stuck to it.
Yeah,
I
actually really enjoy those time travel rules.
What do you think of Thor?
The
first part of the movie, totally understand his being down on himself.
I will have to see if I can find it again. There's an essay that was on Reddit. And I say essay because it's about 9,000 words.
Wow.
And it's discussing Steve Rogers, Tony Stark, and Thor in Endgame and how they are at drastically but wholly real points in the cycle of grief.
Absolutely.
And I really feel like they did. They did that a lot of justice. I'm very, very pleased with it.
Before you tell me, is Ant-Man bargaining or is he acceptance?
Ant-Man?
Or no, not Ant-Man, not Iron Man. Bargaining or acceptance?
No, Iron Man is anger.
Iron Man is anger.
Iron Man is anger.
How is he anger? If anything, Thor was anger at the beginning.
No. Thor is...
What part are you talking about? Right when they... At the beginning of the movie or after the 5 years?
The very beginning.
Oh.
And how you see...
Thor depression.
Yes.
Captain America bargaining.
Yes.
Iron Man anger.
Yes. Okay, and then... I can see it. From there, through the rest of the movie, you can follow their progression through the rest of the grief cycle from where they started in the beginning of the movie.
I don't know the proper cycle steps or what, but do you have to do, are they supposedly come in order? Or?
From a personal point of view, no.
I just like how...
And it's not a linear progression.
From the first way they were introduced, the characters,
mm-hmm.
and the way they ultimately came together in Avengers, mm-hmm. how they were introduced there,
mm-hmm.
the characters they are at the end of Endgame, in the fight, are very different.
Yes.
Iron Man is selfless. He's arguably you could have argued he was that way at the end of Avengers with the bomb.
But you could have.
Absolutely selfless at the end of Endgame.
Yes.
Very much so.
Captain America thinks of himself rather than being the selfless.
Mm-hmm.
And Thor is no longer feels obligated by his heritage.
Yep. Thor had moved into full acceptance.
Yeah. But he did not want to think about it either. So there's some kind of... The fact that they still play Fortnite in 5 years from now with only half the population of the world is impressive.
That was pretty funny. I enjoyed that.
With Meek and forget the guy's name.
Yeah, Aiden thoroughly enjoyed that they play Fortnite in 5 years.
The final battle is really what the last third of the movie
felt like it. Yeah,
but it was fucking awesome. I mean, I don't think it was a second wasted, but. That was when the theater really freaking blew up for me. Because everyone was like, oh, bullshit. When the hammer floats up off the ground,
mm-hmm.
and then he gets knocked forward and it flies back and Captain America catches it. That was, woo, yeah, screaming, yes, yes. And then it cuts to
That was Thor. Cheer number one.
I knew it.
That was cheer number one.
And then on your left was the next one.
Yes.
Which I love that callback. That was an awesome callback.
Yes. The two laughs were...
Someone peed my pants.
Yes, yes. Someone peed my pants.
In America's ass.
Nope, nope. No? Aiden, or Kesley and I laughed hysterically at that, but not the rest of the theater. Oh, God.
The ones that consistently got a theater laughing, because I've seen it three times now, were the initial reveal of
Thor,
super thick Thor.
Yeah.
Yes.
God
of Tubby.
Yeah, that one got a laugh every time I went and saw it, and then another big laugh every time was somebody peed my pants. Those were both pretty good ones.
No, it's the second one that got a laugh was when Thor was back on Asgard with Rocket,
and he runs away.
Yeah, yeah.
In Crocs.
Yes, yes. It was the Crocs running away.
Yeah,
yeah. I won't lie.
When his mom says, "Eat a salad."
I
love the fact that the Asgardians are chasing Rocket, and they're all calling him Rabbit. Come back here, Rabbit! I'm like, does he look like an Asgardian Rabbit? Is that what it is?
Apparently, yeah. I teared up a lot at the Thor and his mom...
Reunite?
Well, towards the end, when, you know, he's trying to...
Warn her,
and she's just like...
You're not here to save me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like she knows what's coming. She is a witch.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, she. I can't remember the mythology correctly, but I think... I know Odin has forethought.
Yes.
So he sees the future. Or his one eye sees the future, I think, and that's the one he has covered up.
Yep.
But in the Marvel Universe, it's missing, so...
I didn't realize that. I thought it was just always covered up.
No, he's lost it.
Interesting.
Which is weird because I believe Thor lost the other
one. No, Thor lost the same eye.
The same one?
Same eye.
Yeah. Still funniest part, one of the funniest parts in Infinity War when yes. Rocket gives him that. Oh, I want to wash that. Only way I could get it out was to...
I was really pleased with how they treated Nebula, being that she was one of my...
I like her story arc's probably the most interesting. I did like her comment. She's like, Gamora's like him. The choices were him or a tree.
Yeah, yeah. I really... Gamora was, from Guardians of the Galaxy on, just so vastly different than the comics.
Yes.
And... I really enjoy movie Gamora, or movie Nebula.
She's got angst and she's got depth and drama and emotion. Whereas Gamora is just like, okay, whatever. Yeah, okay, whatever. Okay, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, her most endearing thing was to die, basically. What did you think of when? I mean, I don't know.
When
it was, I mean, the first time I'm sitting in the theater. And I realize that Black Widow and Hawkeye are going to Vormir. I'm like, they know one of them's going to die, right? You know, I'm thinking it the whole fucking time. So I'm like, what the fuck?
Death got spoiled to me. Black Widow was going to die.
I teared up a bit. I mean, it was very emotional.
Yes,
I mean,
it was horribly... They
did well with it.
Yes, they did. But when they started...
And when they come back and they're saying, you know, oh, we'll just go back and get it. And Clint is arguing, no, she's gone.
Yeah.
If you want to go and talk to the red guy and argue, and he doesn't ever say who. Mm-hmm. Now, you got to think, in the end, when Steve goes to return it, he's got to be like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have to think, I knew when they showed up on Vormir, I'm like, oh. So, yeah, Black Widow's going to die, because they're not going to kill Clint.
No, because there were scenes in the trailers that I hadn't seen yet.
Yeah.
Him running in the red tube. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Well, they had also just done such dark things with his character.
Yes.
That he needed a redemption kind of up.
Not even necessarily a redemption, but an accounting.
Yeah.
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 His family comes. I mean,
well, that was his argument to Natasha that you know, I've done things. There's no coming back from this. And her argument was, you know, no more than me, because she basically had done all the things he's hating himself for doing, are the things that he forgived of her, on sight unseen. You know,
yeah,
done.
Yeah.
So
I will say the opening. With Clint and his family,
it was just like, oh god,
that
waiting
was
for it. Just waiting.
The first time I saw it, that was the first time I cried.
Yep, me too. Because I didn't, I figured it was just.
I will attest to that.
I just figured it was, you know.
I can't say I was keeping track.
His family got spared. How?
Yeah,
that's nice.
They didn't say when it was, and it was just like, oh cool. And then he turns around and you see that wisp.
Yeah.
And tears just start rolling, and then he turns around and the rest of his family's gone, and it's like, I'm with strangers. I can't get too loud now.
Yeah.
He's sitting right next between me and my coworker Rachel, a person he doesn't even know, who didn't even ride down with us, so he hadn't had a chance to talk to her.
Who did at one point in the movie go, are you guys doing okay down there? I'm hearing a lot of... She's like, you guys all right?
He was mocking us, bitch.
At which point, I'm thinking, oh, it's just like I brought Nicole.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sick, dying Tony was gut-wrenching.
Yeah. Even on the third viewing just as soon as he does it.
No, I wasn't talking about that.
Oh, you mean at the beginning?
Getting off the ship.
Oh, yeah, no, that didn't get me.
Really?
Yeah.
That got me.
When he's going off on Cap,
yeah.
I can't say I was crying or upset. it was one of those uncomfortable, like, yeah, this is real.
Yes.
I can feel this anger.
Yeah. No. Yeah, absolutely.
It's like I'm in a room where two people are fighting kind of thing.
And I have to say I agreed with Tony.
Yes.
It's hard not to in that moment.
I mean...
Yeah.
In that moment, given how things had played out, no, his argument was valid.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to prevent this.
Yeah.
And Steve said no.
Yep.
So but when they show up at his house, the little girl, the first time they show her, was that like, wow, it's been 5 years. How are they going to do time travel shit now?
Right.
That really demanded an explanation of how they're going to do time travel. Because it's like, no, you can't do that. No.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought you were joking when you told me that they got the boy from Iron Man 3. I seriously thought you were fucking with me.
Because it spoiled nothing, telling him that the boy from Iron Man 3 was in the movie.
Yeah.
And then I'm...
When we first saw it, we're like, what? And then it's like, that's gotta be... Wow. And I've read and listened to people comment about... That really says a lot about Tony's character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how much he valued Peter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he has that picture up on the thing. And it isn't, honestly, until he looks at that picture, does he start to mess with the time travel thing. Mm-hmm. It isn't until he sees that picture that he's like, okay, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. So, knowing that relationship exists and how he feels about Peter, of course he would keep in touch with that kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, after the first snap, you know, it was a short amount of time before he reached out and found out, is he okay?
Yeah.
Or even just after the events of Iron Man 3, you know, he filled the kid's garage with a bunch of stuff. You know, he looks in on that kid.
Yeah.
That's just how, I mean, he is the father of the MCU.
Yeah.
So, the scene after he figures out the time travel and has that moment with his daughter.
Okay.
When he comes back downstairs.
And compares the 6 to 900?
Well, even after that, and he's talking to Pepper. He's just fucking around with a popsicle stick. So what you doing? Reading a book on composting. Oh, what's new in composting?
I figured it out.
And then he's just like, "I figured it out." She's like, "What? Time travel?"
Yeah, yeah.
But I had some time.
Yeah.
And the I like the callback in the end after he snaps and is dying.
Mm-hmm.
Where to their conversation on the couch about would you be able to rest if you didn't do it, knowing that you had the solution, would you be able to rest? And then her saying you can rest now, which was really
that whole moment,
11 years with these
that
characters.
Whole moment at the end when that kind of culminates in her you can rest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the 1-2 punch of that is Peter voice cracking, "We did it, Mr. Stark. We did it."
Yeah.
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 And then her saying that he can rest.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the... Yeah, I imagine I'll, if not full on cry, at least tear up every time I see that.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's an awesome moment.
Yeah.
And like I said, you can tell they spent 11 years with these characters.
Yeah.
Even the newer ones who we haven't had that much time with got those feels.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah,
Peter's pretty new to the thing, and a lot of care and thought has gone into the formulation of that character.
A friend of mine, who Jeff sort of knows, he once found her without a shirt in our apartment.
Oh, her.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was not into comics or anything like that until Iron Man.
Okay.
The movie.
Mm-hmm.
And when she saw that for the first time, she just...
It's up there with, I think, one of the most perfect origin stories for, yeah. or for a hero movie.
Yeah. She just went like full on geek. I mean, she went from being more interested in going to concerts and getting drunk out of her mind and just being ridiculous to Marvel, and Marvel kind of kicked it off, but I mean, now she's into tons of nerdy things. She uses D&D in her homeschooling.
I see no shame in that.
Yeah.
I love D&D. I talk about it to people who don't know I'm a geek yet.
But she told me that when she saw Tony snap his fingers, it was all she could do to stay in the theater, because she knew at that point it was over.
And the complete white, just the screen yeah. goes white. That was just like, God, what? And then it slowly comes back. Mm-hmm. That was the shot. I mean, you're in this dark room, the dark battlefield, you know, speckles up. When he grabs his hand and he goes, "And I'm inevitable." And they're like, you're like, "Oh, fuck yeah, Tony." And then he pulls up his hand and they're still moving on
yeah.
the hand.
Yeah.
And he goes, "I am Iron Man."
Yep.
Now, apparently that wasn't in the script.
Really?
Robert Downey Jr., he had a line to say.
They'd given him a bunch of lines.
They gave him a ton of lines, and that was one that they didn't even suggest, and that's the one they landed on.
That was, I believe that ultimately was his suggestion, because yeah. everything they were giving him, he's like, "No, I can't do this. I don't want to do this. This isn't..."
Yeah.
This isn't
Tony Stark.
This isn't accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, he still has... I mean, he's saving the world. He's saving the universe. He's whatever destroying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because... Yes, they just snapped. Everybody just came back. If he doesn't snap and wipe out Thanos, it all starts over again. Mm-hmm. Thanos had said, only way to start is...
Clean grassroots.
Clean everything. No one knows what came before. So.
Yeah. So, I have to ask, what'd you think of the end?
Cap?
Yeah.
The first time I saw it, I had a lot of questions. Had a ton of questions. Then I took Elizabeth to see it, and I caught what I didn't the first time.
Okay.
He goes up to Bucky, and he says, "Don't do anything stupid while I'm gone." Mm-hmm. And Bucky says, I can't. You're taking all stupid with you." A callback from First Avenger.
Mm-hmm.
Then Bucky says, "I will miss you."
Yeah, no, I caught that.
Which, then, after the scene, knowing what's coming up after that, because when you first see it, you don't know what's right. going on. "I'll miss you." Okay, that's weird. They've had that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Bucky knows what he's going to do. He knows he's not going to come back. And he can't save him. He's got to go through everything he's going through. And then when, I think it's Bucky who points him out on the bench, right?
Mm-hmm.
He walks over and he's like, "Go ahead."
Mm-hmm.
"Go ahead." He knows exactly the whole plan. He knows exactly yeah. what's going to happen. And because this, I mean, there's no way Steve would abandon Bucky. He might keep everyone else in the dark, but there's no way he's going to abandon Bucky.
No, no. It made me hate Cap even more.
Why?
Because he's a selfish cunt.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
How?
He is not. No. That is... You're missing the whole point of the character if that's what you think.
He didn't earn that?
Okay, first... He broke the rule of time travel. He broke Marvel's own preset rule.
No, no, no. It's all there. Not, if you look at the other movies, when he's interacting with Peggy in Winter Soldier, she's like, "Steve, you're back.
You look so young.
You look so young."
Yeah.
And that's where you learn that she's got two young children
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
the writers have come out and fully said are his.
Mm-hmm.
That never said who the father was, who her husband was.
No, I get it. No, I just
in the video he watches of the interview with her while he's in the museum says, and ultimately introduced me to the man who would be become my husband.
I just, no. If you want me to be perfectly honest, no, I don't think he earned it.
Okay, sell me on this.
Sell you on this.
There's no way he picks up the hammer if he didn't earn this.
I feel like he had finally in...
Because God of Thunder, God of War, God of Fidelity. That's what Thor is. Mm-hmm. He doesn't pick up that hammer if he doesn't earn this end.
Okay, so I hated the first Captain America movie. I
fucking love that movie.
I can't stand it. Number one, I'm not a Captain America fan.
I never was either. I always hated Captain America. But this Captain America is a soldier. They sold me on, this is a soldier. I hated the first Avenger Captain America.
Yep, didn't
two
like
Boy
him.
Scout. Two Boy
yep,
Scout.
Yep.
I loved Winter Soldier. Winter Soldier is a great fucking movie.
It's okay.
Civil War, even better.
I like Civil War.
See,
but, okay, so sell you on...
Cap is probably my favorite Avenger.
Oh, no, not even close. He is below Agent Coulson for me.
So, let me lay out what I believe my argument is.
Okay.
Everything up to going into the ice.
Yes.
He was devoted 100% to his country.
Yep.
To one goal and pining for one woman.
Yep.
And he went into the ice after...
Knowing he's never going to have that.
Yep.
Yes. And accepting that.
Yep. He knows he's going to die.
Yes.
Everything after that, he's still in service.
But now he's not in service to the one nation. Now he's in service to keeping everyone safe.
Okay.
But he's still
up to Avengers. After Avengers, after Civil War, it's everyone safe. Before right. That, it's like America's interest.
America's interest because he's still devoted.
He's still the soldier.
He's still the soldier. He's still mm-hmm. devoted to the cause mm-hmm. because his eyes haven't been fully opened to
Hydra.
Really, it was Hydra.
Yeah, that was an awesome fucking movie.
That was great.
That was a great fucking scene. You think he's going to fight it out? No. It's fucking beautiful.
Yeah. Anyway.
But, like, all of his time in the ice, all of his time after the ice, he's finally presented with one option, like, one chance.
He knows Thanos, at this point, when he's returning all that shit, he knows Thanos was the big bad behind everything.
Mm-hmm.
Not Hydra, but everything that the Avengers was facing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he just watched an entire field fill up with heroes
mm-hmm.
to fight this war that he's... You know, was the vanguard of.
Mm-hmm.
If any time is fit for his retirement, it's this. He's earned it. He's done. The mm-hmm. battle's over. The war is won. It's time for the soldier to go home.
No.
Yes.
No. Now, is that your argument?
You're losing the point of it.
You're in the dance, man.
I give you the dance. I will agree. He earned the dance.
Can you put that in her bag? Apparently there's a third doll head that she keeps for D&D nights.
Okay.
That's fucking weird.
I am just... I was finally coming around on Cap. Infinity War. Really?
I mean, they also needed a way for him to...
Let him die! Kill him!
They can't kill both of them.
Why?
No. This way, in the comics, I know he stops being Captain America and is older.
Mm-hmm.
And he is like the head of S.H.I.E.L.D. He like takes over for Nick Fury. Because in the comics, there's still a S.H.I.E.L.D. But, and he's like an advisor mm-hmm. to the Avengers. That's basically where he is right now. But he's
got
90
fucking years old.
Actually, he's
older than that.
He's probably closer to 130.
But, no, I mean, like, not counting the time in the ice and that. I mean,
you have to count that time.
He wasn't dead.
He went in. He went in ice in 45. Came out in 2005.
Yeah.
Yes, but then he went back. He'd be like 150.
Yeah.
Damn near. Yeah.
No.
And he's still kicking because super soldier serum. He will still. He probably live another 50 years.
But I mean,
until his body just completely falls apart.
Right.
There's another option that could be interesting.
A reinvigoration of Super Soldier?
No, not even that. But like Cap in the 60s, like James Bondish, spy style, with S.H.I.E.L.D.
Because his wife, now that we know his Peggy is his wife, helped found S.H.I.E.L.D. His picture should have been up on the wall, but it wasn't. Because he is the... Nick didn't know about Steve.
I mean, there's...
The Russos have come out and said, no, he wasn't silent during all that time.
I mean, there's that. There's... They had two children that would have been, like, half super-soldiered.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they inherit that.
So then you have the potential for something... this is not going to be the most apt comparison, but...
Sharon Carter? Sharon Rogers?
Almost Johnny Quest-ish.
No, I could see that. That's
with, like, you could have a family prodigy thing with, like... some teenage semi-super soldier children.
Yeah.
And dad, who's a super soldier now.
That was another thing. I'm sorry, speaking of children, when Clint calls his daughter Hawkeye, is the first time...
Ever.
The name Hawkeye is ever mentioned in those movies. The closest is in Thor when in Avengers, when he says the Hawk, and he's up in his roost. Mm-hmm. He doesn't call him Hawkeye, he just tells him the Hawk.
Right.
Which was, I thought. But yeah, super soldier children.
Yeah. I just, the ending for me.
They put every character, all the main six all have an ending in Endgame.
Really?
Clint gets his family back.
Gets his family back. Natasha's
dead. She's atoned for all the blood, all her red in her ledger that she, in Avengers, where she really got her most character build. All the red in her ledger is a sponge with that.
Wiped clean,
sacrifice for the universe, basically. Mm-hmm. Thor is at peace with himself.
Is that an ending, though?
Ask Guardians of the Universe. If he joins that franchise, I will be fucking ecstatic.
Are they doing a Volume 3? Like, is it finally...
James Gunn's doing it, too.
Okay, because I heard that...
No, he was they out fired for him. Because of some old tweets
right,
or something.
Right, right. They were terrible. Yeah. They were terrible tweets. Disney.
But then he went and got signed up to do the next Suicide Squad movie.
Right.
And they're like,
right.
He's no!
Still doing.
Okay.
And then they're when he finished,
letting him?
It isn't the next one. They're remaking the one they put out.
No, it's why... call it a sequel, call it a reboot. It's going to have some returning characters.
Okay.
Deadshot, whatnot.
No, not Deadshot. No. Will Smith's busy.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
I don't know. Something else. But okay. Will Smith's not coming back for it. They're not There was originally talk that they were going to recast it as Idris Elba.
Which would have been so cool.
But now they're saying they're not going to recast it because if Will Smith becomes available in the future, they want to be
they
able
want
to bring
him back.
They would like to be able to bring him back.
Anyways, Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is a thing.
Well, I heard that it was in danger after the gun
going into... it's absolutely no.
Okay.
When he gets done with Suicide Squad, he's then going to be working on Guardians 3.
Wow. That is okay. Aside from everything else, that is a off the board move that I wouldn't have seen Disney make. Because in most of the actors' contracts, they have distinct stipulations that they are not allowed to be a character actor in any comic book movie that is not a Marvel MCU production.
And I think you can...
And yet Ryan Reynolds is Green Lantern.
And I think you can expect that if Suicide Squad is successful, that James Gunn will probably do the sequel.
Man, it better
follow
be.
Up to that as well.
Because the Suicide Squad movie had high points.
Mm-hmm.
And if you watch the director's cut, it's not...
The director's cut is...
Terrible.
So much better than the theatrical version.
Did you see the director's cut?
I don't pay for DC movies. Okay. If it's on TV, I'll watch it.
No, it...
But I'm not.
Do I still have your director's cut, or did you get it back?
I'll let you borrow it.
Yeah. No, the director's cut?
The director's cut is the version worth watching, because
I hate the Leto Joker.
Well, see, that's the problem, though. The director's cut features more of him, but you need more of him to get a fuller understanding of everything else that happens in the movie regarding Harley Quinn. Because she is kind of the glue that ties the whole thing together, yeah. And without that extra context... So many things don't make sense.
Yeah.
Right.
There are choices that get made.
Anyways, we were talking. Clint gets his family back.
Yeah.
Natasha atones.
Yeah.
Thor gets his happy ending, or at least satisfaction.
Free ending.
He finished the job.
Yeah.
Well, to carry up with the, to keep it in line with the comparison that even Tony makes when they're getting ready to get the timeship prepared. And he's like, move it to the side, Lebowski.
Yeah.
He's reached a point where he's ready to abide.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. The Hulk is at peace with himself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that happened, you know, before the end of Endgame, but yeah. It was direct factor in its end.
Yeah.
Tony sacrifices everything to save everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And...
It...
Cap gets his...
There's an argument.
Happy ending.
I think there's an argument
he gets with to come Tony home.
That it wasn't even about saving everybody. It was about ensuring that Pepper and Morgan were safe.
And Peter.
Yeah.
Because...
Saving everybody was a bonus?
Okay. I have formulated my reason on why I hate the ending.
I would almost say that was avenging everyone. Because everyone was saved already. The Hulk did the business. It was him to avenge what had happened before and to keep it from happening again.
Mm-hmm.
So he was the Avenger.
So I can formulate a concise opinion on why I hate the Steve Rogers ending. You just said it.
What?
Steve got his storybook ending.
No, he got to come home. He got to come home from the war.
You just said it. He got his storybook ending.
Did I say storybook?
Okay. Yes, you did.
Okay.
Fuck storybook endings. They're bullshit. They're dumb. They're cliche. You had finally built this character.
So was the guy exploding the bomb to save everyone.
No.
That's exactly what Tony did.
You finally had built...
It's a comic book movie. It's supposed to be cliche. No,
hear me out. You had finally built Captain America into an interesting, dynamic... less than single dimensional character.
Okay. Here's where
And then you gave him that single dimension bullshit cliche ending.
Okay. I will give you cliche. I'll let you have that opinion of it. There is a real world side of this as well.
Okay.
Chris Evans cannot keep going on.
No.
There has to be an end.
I'm not
this
saying
that I
want
to... This is a satisfying end for that character's run.
I'll say
unless
it's an
you
end.
Want a recasting.
I'll say it's an end. I won't say it's satisfying at all.
Okay, he just doesn't show up for the next Avenger movie?
No.
What the fuck happened?
No.
He's just checking
I'm saying
out?
That,
no. He
I'm saying
he has to
that
go
this
somewhere.
I'm
has to
saying
be an explanation.
This end was bullshit. It was terrible. Look at the beginning, the first time you see Steve in Infinity War.
He's
coming out of the shadows to save Vision.
Midnight's
Ascent,
which is a fucking baller move.
That, from that moment, through the end
of... The cool
of,
part of that scene is you have Captain America, arguably no superpowers other than the super soldier share.
Right.
So, Falcon, no superpowers, but... freaking super suit.
Right.
Black Widow, no superpowers, but electric batons, mm-hmm. taking on two of the Black Order mm-hmm. and kicking their ass.
Kicking their fucking asses. You look at Steve Rogers in the first, in Infinity War, okay? You had finally gotten rid of that cookie cutter bullshit Boy Scout junk.
you got rid of that in Winter Soldier.
Maybe after Hydra.
You got rid of that in Winter Soldier when the goggles were off and he saw what the world was, and like Nick Fury says, looks like the captain's making the call now. Or giving the orders.
I would give you maybe in Civil War. He still felt so
bad. That's when it was probably fully realized.
Yeah.
But it was all because of Winter Soldier.
Captain America. It was still the same character on the same progression path. And then you show up in Infinity War, and now you have this...
He isn't Captain America, though.
Precisely.
He is Nomad. That is the character, the name in the comics he goes by then, and that's basically what he's going by then.
You have finally made Steve Rogers not this linear progression straight line. You have finally put a little wiggle... But in the line of Steve Rogers.
He is the path that the Avengers story is on. He is the straight line that they're all following.
Okay. I don't like straight lines and things like this.
Okay. That's your prerogative. But the other characters are weaving in and out of that straight line, but there is a destination. It's going somewhere.
I don't mind.
You don't have a straight line? You have DC Universe. There you go.
I don't mind there being...
Watch it all you want. You can have it. I'll give you no argument. That's true.
No. But you had
finally... Throw it in a blender, turn it on, take the lid off, and watch it splatter the walls. What's right there?
I'm not looking for that kind of squiggle, but you had finally introduced... something interesting on, as you called it, that straight line to the destination. If Steve Rogers is the straight line to the destination, you had taken it away from being Route 66 in the middle of the goddamn desert in Southwest America.
He is a straight line. We'll take it from wants to be a soldier, unfit to be.
Yes.
Becomes a soldier, becomes a super soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Goes to war, becomes the hero.
Mm-hmm.
Ends the war, mm-hmm. ends Hydra, so he thought.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, Avengers. Mm-hmm. All that shit happens.
Yeah.
Okay, he becomes a household name again. Boom, the Avengers, Captain America. Winter Soldier, arguably a spy movie. Shit goes down. He's still on the path, still in a straight line.
Mm-hmm.
He becomes kind of aware of the state of the world now.
Mm-hmm.
His place in it.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, he's moved on. Age of Ultron. Shit goes bad for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Repercussions. Civil War. Start to feel those repercussions. Okay, yeah, he differs with America's view mm-hmm. as you guys need to be policed. No, I still think... What was the line? What if they want us to go somewhere we don't think we need to go to? Or what if there's somewhere we want to go and they won't let us?
Mm-hmm.
That's the soldier in him. That's the moral compass that is the Avenger.
That's why I say Civil War starts to show you a little squiggle. I'm not looking for roundabouts and clues here.
It's a correction. The Avengers are being squiggled. He's correcting to the straight line again.
But you're seeing that he's finally starting. He's starting to question his path,
and everyone's trying to push him off of it.
And he's starting to question things in Civil War.
Yes, but it's all by that moral compass that keeps him on that straight line.
Right, but he's starting to question things, and then we get to Infinity War, and...
He's out.
He's done...
He's no longer part of the Avengers because the Avengers had to go this way with the Accords, and he is on his path still, doing what he thinks is right. He busted out the people he mm-hmm. knew he got in trouble. Right. You gotta agree, that's honorable.
Sure.
He went and freaking sank the raft
mm-hmm.
to get them out.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them came with him. Some from the other side came with him. Because Natasha was on the other side of that fight in Civil War.
Right.
What's up, Soggy? Falcon and Natasha are two different sides of that. Mm-hmm. And Steve's in the middle. So... That's where you pick him up in Infinity War. He is still on the straight line. Everything else is frayed. He brings them back.
It's his straight line. But I would argue that at this point, you're starting to see some degrees of separation.
That's why they didn't fight together. That's Tony's argument at the beginning of Endgame.
Right.
They didn't do it together because Steve was still on the line and Tony went with the Accords.
Because you're starting to see, I think, personally, Captain America in Captain America 1 signs the Accords and abides by them.
Absolutely.
Right. So you're starting to see some
character. But this is a progression. Right. He's going up in self-awareness and in duty. He's climbing this hill in a straight line. He's not deviating. Everyone's deviating around him. They're following him in the end.
No. Okay.
They're in Wakanda. He's leading that fight.
I see the difference here. You're looking at this as if we're talking about a
character arc.
You're looking at it at like a 45-degree angle.
Sure.
I'm looking at it flat.
No. Everything is a step up in the same direction.
I don't see that.
At the end of Endgame, he's at the end. It's the cliff. There's nowhere to go but
dead. I'm saying...
Dead or...
I'm saying I didn't see any...
Send him out on
any height adjustment to his graph until Civil War.
Oh, it might have been slow.
Right.
But Winter Soldier, he was on an upward... By the end of Winter Soldier, he was rocketing.
I'll give you that it was starting to come up. I won't say it was rocketing, but I'll say it was starting to raise a little bit.
Pretty much... that whole discussion in there under the dam, he's like, Hydra, S.H.I.E.L.D., it's all got to go.
Yeah. Okay.
That was him basically sloughing off everything that was telling him what direction he needed to go.
Okay.
And him deciding, this is my direction.
I'll illustrate how I feel it goes then, okay? So
you can draw all the lines you want.
No. So we're saying it goes like this, and then you're saying it goes like this, and we'll differ on where it starts to go like this, okay? So then we get here, and here's...
So his line can stop there.
This is Infinity
War. And we see no more.
No. This, to me, is Infinity War.
Okay.
And we stay like this for Infinity War, and then we get to Endgame, and it goes like that. When we get to the end of Endgame, it goes right like that, back down here to the bottom, and his ending is a fucking straight line. Again.
Okay.
His ending...
When you're 90, I'm going to ask, what the fuck?
What?
He's that character in all the fantasy movies, the fantasy novels and folk tales or whatever, the immortal man.
Sure.
He's lived how many lifetimes by now?
Mm-hmm.
None of them were his.
Okay. So now he goes back and he lives his
and
own.
No. And it's he goes so back goddamn and he boring. He does. I don't care what you fucking think. It's boring. This is... Your life is fucking boring, dude. I don't see you fighting any Thanoses. Wife and kids and house and job. That's what he wants.
That's not what I want from a superhero, though.
He's already done being the superhero.
He's also respecting his dead fucking friend who told him to get a life.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Tony told him to settle down, get a life, and have some super kids.
Yeah, that's true.
Which he does.
Touche.
I've been sitting on that one. I wanted you to wear yourself out a little
bit. God damn it, where were you? Over here fighting the war!
First off, I knew you would fight it well on multiple fronts. I needed him to wear himself out a bit before I came in with that.
I'll give you that.
And but you know how our fucking show works. I'll sit here for 25 minutes to make a cock and balls joke.
Yes, I know.
I will still say that I am dissatisfied with the Captain America ending.
But it's not the ending you wanted, but can you at least accept that it is the ending...
I'm sure most of the people were thoroughly pleased with his ending.
Here's the thing. They could make an entire movie
His life.
No, covering what he did between that portal
and
stopping at Peggy's house.
Oh, absolutely.
All the returning all the Infinity Stones, returning the hammer, through all that, they could make an entire movie just in that adventure. Mm-hmm.
Because
how long did that take? That might have been 10, 15 years just to get that done. Because, I'm sorry, you don't just show up one time and stab Jane Foster and inject her with a bunch of Rangoo and run off.
How's that go? Hey, lady, I just need you to hold still for a second while I inject
and, you oh, and I'm going to drop this hammer here. What are you doing with that hammer? Oh, come back here, Blondie.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I mean, give you that.
How does he get the space stone back in the Tesseract? Infinity War, Thanos crushes this Tesseract and shuffles away some shards, and there's the space stone. How's he get it back in there? You know how he does it? He has to use the Reality Stone to fix a lot of this stuff. So Jane Foster is the last one he takes back. This is my own.
Wait, could he?
It's basically just in the box.
No. Hear me out, though.
There's also an argument that he didn't go back, that it's all in the Reality Stone. All of this is him just using the stones.
Okay, every time that we have seen somebody interact with and try and use a stone outside of Doctor Strange, everybody else has suffered some repercussions from that.
It's mostly the Power Stone, the purple one. You can't touch that without being overloaded. You can touch the Time Stone. You can touch the... Well, actually, no one touches the Time Stone. It floats there.
No. Using it. Not touching it. Using it.
The ether lived inside of Jane, and she used it, and it didn't kill her.
Didn't kill her.
The Time Stone resided in Vision's head for 3 movies.
That wasn't the Time Stone. That was the Mind Stone.
Mind Stone, Sorry. Mind Stone is in his head. The Power Stone's only one that destroys you from touching it.
How much more would he have been fucked up if it had been the Time Stone, though? Just flip it around wherever the fuck you wanted in reality?
The world would be pretty fucked up, yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, in the comics, the yellow one's the Time Stone.
Yeah, that's true.
The red one's the Power Stone. The reality one is blue.
I think that it's just time and...
Power is red.
Yeah.
Soulstone is green. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Time is the orange one.
Mm-hmm.
Time is the orange one, and...
Why would they do that?
What?
Just, like...
Change the colors?
Yeah.
Because they can?
They did it because they... When they created the Tesseract, they didn't know what it was going to be at first.
Because
originally it was the...
I thought the Tesseract was in the comics, though.
Yes, it was called the Cosmic Cube.
Right.
But it is not the Space Stone.
Really?
That's a different thing.
They're completely different fucked up
They're
objects.
They're completely different cosmic powered objects, The Red Skull was notoriously obsessed with the Cube. Cosmic Cube.
Yeah.
But they called it the Tesseract in the movies because Cosmic Cube just sounds
bullshit and dumb.
Yeah. Silly. Yeah. Which is one of the differences between Marvel and DC.
Mm-hmm.
DC will call it a Cosmic Cube, and they're like, fuck.
Yeah.
And Marvel's like, you know what? That doesn't really fit movies. Let's come up with something better.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we've maybe gone on for 20 minutes about Captain America's ending.
Okay.
There's another character's ending that I wanted to visit. I imagine it will be brief, but I don't know. Because, apparently...
You didn't realize your co-hosts could argue for 20 minutes about Steve Rogers?
Oh, I know we can. I know we can.
No. Brother, I got faith in you. You guys can argue for hours about the most stupid shit.
Okay.
You calling Steve Rogers stupid?
No.
Yes.
Okay. No. Well, yeah, anyway. You were stupid.
So. Even if he is stupid, he's got America's ass.
Yes, he does.
Okay, so next ending.
None of us can argue that.
Thanos.
The way he sat and accepted it was fucking baller.
Not a single word, just sat there.
So we're talking the final ending.
Yes, just sat there and accepted.
Both his endings. Both of them were very accepting. He was a man with a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
He's arguably one of the most honorable. He's a homicidal fucking maniac, but he's very honorable.
And of all the villains...
Nebula's line, my father does not lie.
Of all the villains in all of the Marvel movies, he is the one that seemed the most rounded and understandable.
Oh God, they've had eight movies to flush him out.
I would argue that he's not a homicidal maniac.
No, genocidal maniac.
No, sorry. I don't think he's genocidal either.
He has no qualms about killing.
That's not men. Genocide. He has a core belief.
What a mission. He has a personal mission.
He believes that to save the universe,
he's a sociopath. He's a zealot.
He is. This
That's religious.
Is
I don't know what zealotry. That means.
Zealot Trump sociopath.
Okay.
His idea, his belief.
There are shirts out there. Thanos is right, and half of my belief I agree with. No. I kind of agree. I mean, there is.
I just like the way he said half.
I don't think he even meant that as a joke.
No. I mean,
do you get the joke he made?
What?
Half of them you agree with?
Well, the other never did. It don't matter.
Okay.
There's a group of people in the real world who believe that the world is overpopulated. Mm-hmm. There should only be 500,000 people on the planet. You know, this world only sustains that many people, and that is completely his argument. And
yeah,
we couldn't have the life we have today.
Right.
With that many people, I mean, we wouldn't have the toys and the technology and the advancements we have, the medicine or whatever we have, but arguably our lives might be better.
Yes. With
lack of pollution, lack of congestion, better food, more available space, clean air, water, whatever.
Thanos.
But it was the cold, ruthless way about he was doing it. You know, it wasn't.
I could make an argument that Thanos is very allegorical to modern evangelical Christianity.
Or that, not.
That's...
No.
Or you could not.
No, I'm not going to. No, I'm saying I could. There,
okay.
Let's get to more important matters. You think that's his wiener?
Because the last time he asked that on a show, he got yelled at.
By Mara.
Wow.
Okay. She fucking tore into him.
I missed that.
It was brutal.
No, okay. Kaya, she was totally down to discuss it.
Okay. Kaya giggled and she's like, yeah, I guess so. And Mara just looked at him and was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Asking me that.
So, I believe Thanos was a zealot. I don't believe that he was fanatical. This was his dogma, his religious doctrine. This is what he believed.
Arguably, the movie Thanos is way more interesting than the comic Thanos.
Absolutely.
And I love the comic Thanos.
Yeah. Comic Thanos, homicidal maniac.
Yes, because he was doing it for a girl.
Yes. Movie Thanos.
Which they almost went that route. Yeah, end of Avengers. Almost. End of Avengers, that's where everyone was leaning. To threaten them again is to court death, and he turns and smiles. Court death? That's who he's in love with in the comics, is death.
Oh my god, yeah.
That's what that alluded to. And they almost went that route, but I think this character, it's a testament to the people that have the reins of the MCU to know... You know what? That's comic book. Mm-hmm. That's not... granted, these are comic book movies, but they're very much mainstream media.
Yes.
They're mainstream entertainment. And they are fitting a sci-fi fantasy genre into a mainstream apparatus for everyone to eat to digest. And they're doing it beautifully. Because that character was completely believable that... Like I said, there are people out there who are in Thanos' corner. Like he was right.
Yeah.
The method is horrible. The goal is correct.
But that second death, where he just sits down
and just accepts it.
Sits down,
just stabs it, takes his helmet. Down, or his helmet's already off.
Sits down, just kind of puts his head in his hand, doesn't say a word,
and just wisps away.
And just kind of quietly accepts the inevitability of it all.
It's kind of awesome.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. I think, personally for me, past Thanos, I guess we'll call him.
Yes, because that was 2014 Thanos.
Yes. Is a far more interesting character than what we had at the end of Infinity War in the beginning of Endgame.
Tying it all back to the random conversation we had in the beginning. Infinity War Thanos is more in line with Abiding.
Yes.
And accepting reality is what reality is.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, this is the plan. It'll happen or it won't. 2004 Thanos is
way determined.
Way more fanatical about it all.
Yeah. He was still in the
aggro.
Well, yeah.
But
there was one thing.
He's the
2014 is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
So Drax's people have already been killed.
Yep.
You know, he is still in the go from planet to planet, kill half the population by hand.
But
He is still in the militant mode.
But I think the thing that threw him into super fanaticism is, oh shit, it's all right here.
I can go pick it all up.
They've
done the work for me.
I don't have to buy. He didn't have to.
When he sits down and tells Nebula, go bring him to me.
Yeah, he didn't have to learn.
Which I thought was a nice callback to the comics.
The comics she picks up and puts it on.
Uh huh.
You know.
But he didn't.
But she's a corpse at the time. So.
Right.
But he didn't have to. He didn't have to take the time to hunt them down one by one by one
and get disappointed
and have to deal with disappointments of having one just out of reach.
It brings back one of the weird things when you look back and see why did he give one of them to Loki. The Mind Stone's in the scepter. He gave him an Infinity Stone. If he's collecting them, why did he give one away? He's ultimately sending Loki to Earth to collect one, the Space Stone, the Tesseract. But he gives him the Mind Stone to go do it.
Because he knows where it is.
Yeah, I think that's...
And he isn't really saying, hey, I'm giving you this ultimate power here.
I mean, because he knows where it is. He's not fully filling Loki in on what it is.
Right.
Okay. Argue can be made. Okay, I get you.
Yeah. And he knows he needs the full set to do his thing.
Yeah. Right.
One at a time isn't going to hit it. But he does a lot with, total comic book. You know, like we said, this has been digested and packaged for mainstream digestion. In the comics, each stone has a specific set of abilities.
Mm-hmm.
When he's on the Asgard ship and he has the Power Stone and then he is handed the Space Stone and he uses the Space Stone because it's the one glowing and it's the one with the wafting energy to freeze Loki in place before he's able to stab him. I'm like, what? Space Stone doesn't have that ability. It doesn't make you telekinetic or anything. It lets you teleport. That's you know, from one side of the galaxy to another, but it lets you teleport. You know, so it's weird sometimes the abilities he gets when he has certain stones. Because when he's fighting the Guardians, Strange, Spider-Man, and Iron Man on Titan, he has Soul Stone. He has everything but the Mind Stone and the Time Stone.
Mm-hmm.
And arguably, he's, you know, could easily handle anything of that.
He's
Iron Man's line of, if you throw another moon at me, I'm going to lose it. It's a great Iron Man line. But,
yeah.
And I think Squidward says no one in the history had dare attempt to hold two Infinity Stones before he puts the Space Stone in the gauntlet on the Asgard ship. So there were a lot of theories about some of the characters' deaths before Endgame because people went frame by frame and looked what stones were lit up when he was doing certain things. It's like in Infinity War, when he's fighting him, he just waves his hand, and I think it's Mantis, Star-Lord, and Drax all just drop to the ground, mm-hmm. and the stone that's lit up is the Soul Stone. Like, he just collected them, and they fell.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, well, they're not really dead. They're in the Soul Stone. Oh, that's how they're going to do it in Endgame. They're going to break the Soul Stone, and all these people are going to come out. I like what they did in the movie better. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
Sorry, I ramble a lot to take people out of their train of thought.
I had a question for him.
Okay. We'll come up with your question because...
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. So...
I lost it.
We've gone for a good bit.
Yeah.
We've talked about the movie. Let's talk about all that other all the other stuff. All the after.
All the after things.
Yeah, I haven't kept up with any of that.
A lot of the after stuff deals with Steve Rogers and what he did and where he took it. We kind of argue about that a lot, mm-hmm. but arguably, I think the biggest argument I have against Steve not returning was, oh my God, that's his best friend. He just fucking fucked over his best friend. He's in, you know, Siberia, frozen for how many years, and he just sentenced him to that life, mm-hmm. but with upon the second viewing, hearing the "I'll miss you," I think that's the clue, or that's the only justification I think the viewer's going to get, that he's cool with it. He knows what's happening. He wouldn't be the same person he would be
otherwise.
Otherwise,
I know there was a thing that you liked from the first viewing. Mr. Not-Chad. It was a thing that you never wanted to look up because you didn't want to know the truth. I Love You 3000.
Oh, yes, yes. I didn't. There was a rumor that if you added up all the run times of the Marvel movies,
mm-hmm.
it totaled 3000.
Okay, so that's not it.
No, but that was... a cool dream.
That's not it, and that's actually not what the line was. This is another instance of that's not what the line was supposed to be. Okay. She was supposed to say something else entirely.
Okay,
it was supposed to be something like "I love you bunches," and they were supposed to do this back and forth over bunches. And Robert Downey Jr., who has children,
mm-hmm.
says, "Hey, I got an idea." So. The line they used is something that his kids say.
That's cool.
Hmm.
One of the parts in the movie where I tear up is when the little girl says, "I want cheeseburgers." Because it reminds me of the first Iron Man. He says, "I want to go home. I want an American cheeseburger."
Mm-hmm.
And then Happy says, "You know, your dad liked cheeseburgers." And I'm just like, yeah, he did.
I think that's something we didn't talk about at all.
What?
Tony getting to meet Howard as a young man.
That was a nice... Knowing how the movie ends, that's a nice addition in there. And the same respect, that scene, while they're at Fort
mm-hmm.
Gibraltar, or whatever the fuck it's called, Steve ending up in Peggy's office.
Mm-hmm.
I think that... weighs heavily on the end of Steve's story, how where he ends up, seeing her there, knowing where she is, knowing he's gonna have to come back here, because arguably that's where he has to return the Tesseract.
Mm-hmm.
And being literally arm's reach away from her, separated by a window,
and his framed picture, not the picture of him as Captain America, but the picture of him. From, you know, real him. So, I mean, I think her arc is as important as Steve's. And I think it's the combination of those two arcs that I mean, it's not just for him.
But yes, you're right. We didn't talk about Howard and his father. And I agree, that was beautifully handled.
It was.
I like the whole weird beard.
Yeah.
It didn't get...
What'd they call him, a beatnik?
Yeah. No, it was a Mungo Jerry.
Yeah, Mungo Jerry. Yeah.
But they... It could have been, like, weird and over the top.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't. It stayed very true to the character.
And that was one of the first, other than the character Peggy Carter, Jarvis, the driver, he mm-hmm. was in the Agent Carter TV series
yes.
as well. So that was one of the first crossover characters other than her.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of neat.
That's just a nice bit of closure.
Have you seen these?
No.
The Lorian watches?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you too can have your own DeLorean time machine.
Oh,
I just threw up in my mouth a little.
Oh, you haven't thrown up in your mouth yet.
Save that for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I just... Yeah.
No,
But yeah, they, like, the writers have been, like, J.K. Rowling shit.
Like explaining it, like, no, this is what this
like,
is.
Okay.
This like, people come in with their theories, and then the writers come in, and they completely J.K. Rowling it, and they're like, oh no, it's this. Hmm. And then, like...
One of the biggest...
Kevin Feige had the one, which was the, about bringing people back 5 years later.
Okay.
Oh. Peter Parker's classmates that all got dusted?
It was, what? Well, no.
Because that's like why they're all coming back?
The people in planes and...
Yes, yes. Yeah, I saw that.
And Kevin Feige's like, response
when Hulk snaps, he's thinking everybody back safely on the ground.
But yeah, Kevin Feige's response was, well, we do refer to him as Smart Hulk.
Right.
Which was a...
Not kidding.
Good.
Hey, can we get you to make an anatomical analysis of a mini real quick? Or are you going to yell at us? It was
This is not me.
It's not its penis.
Okay. That was it.
Come on. Okay, here.
I love you.
How could you expect really anything else? You.
Can I get a hug? That was truly amazing. Side hug. There we go. See?
It looks like you're dabbing like one of them awesome. Kids.
You're awesome, and that was fantastic.
Good night, kid.
No! Why do you do this to me?
Because I didn't do it to your sister. You guys have to pay attention and exchange notes, because it happens to one of you every night, but it's never the same one.
Good night, Miss Mara.
Do you ever tickle them on back-to-back nights?
Yes.
Okay.
You gotta mix it up.
Because then I was gonna say, like...
Because every night, they both give me a hug before they go to bed, and I'll get one of them, and I'll just, like, right at the waist, because they're both ticklish in the exact same spot, mm-hmm. they both crumple to the ground.
Mm.
They never coordinate, they're never like, did you get tickled? Yeah. Sometimes they're...
So it's like those little dolls you press the bottom, and they just thump.
Like, sometimes they'll be in the same room. One will watch the other get the hug, and never put it together.
Wow.
So, really, you're just testing to see how dumb they are?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So, 1 to 10, what'd you think? What would you give Endgame?
6.5. I give it a solid 6.5.
Really? That's it?
You gotta understand, the number of movies that I would have, like, 9 or greater is...
I'm talking like the Marvel genre.
Just the Marvel catalog.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Expanded beyond the Marvel catalog, superhero movies.
Movies. There you go.
Purely superhero movies. I give it a solid 8.5.
I would probably go 10 or not 10, 9. Because there are some things I think they could have
mm-hmm.
done. There's still a few things I wish more characters got more to do in the final battle.
Mm-hmm.
Though they did touch upon almost everyone. Almost everyone had
a moment.
I mean, Ant-Man punching out one of those big flying whale things was fucking awesome.
That was hilarious. I loved it.
And then when he stomped on freaking Call Obsidian, the big guy.
Mm-hmm.
Drax jumping on his back, stabbing him a bunch of times. Just a bunch of fun things. So, on your left was one of the I got chills kind mm-hmm. of moments. What did you think? How would you have interpreted Strange's one index finger thing? What did that mean when you saw it? What was
when
he
I saw that?
Yeah,
that from this point on, there was only one way this could go.
Okay.
I interpreted it slightly different
because okay.
earlier, Tony gave him some shit. It was just like, in all those futures you saw, is this the one?
Mm-hmm.
And was like kind of pissed and shitty about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said,
if I told you, it wouldn't happen.
If I said it, it wouldn't come to pass.
Right.
So he holds up a finger. He didn't say anything. He just held up a finger, which would leave it open to interpretation.
I think it was two part. At least this is how I read it, knowing how it ends, which I might sully my interpretation. But it's two part. It's what Tony's asking him when he's looking at him, and you know, with his face expression, with his look, is like, "Are we going to make this? Are we going to die?" And he's saying, "Only one has to."
Hmm. That's a good point.
Which ultimately, that's all that gets out of there, you know. Other than, I'm sorry, Black Widow, you know. Which the whole
one more,
yeah. The Lady Avengers, the A-Force, as it's called in the mm-hmm. comics, lines up to help Captain Marvel across the field, which.
It was nice to see.
I don't think she needs that. There was a lot of flack given to Marvel for mm-hmm. that because they have notoriously not featured female characters as much. But then they, you know, wind them all up. I think it was more to show we have a lot of female characters.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, the two most powerful characters we have are female. But the only argument was that Natasha, the first one, arguably wasn't there to be a part of that.
That was that was disappointing.
Scarlet Witch is you took everything from me. I don't know who you are. You will. Mm-hmm. It was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
That moment with Thanos and the glove with Captain Marvel that was reminiscent, almost identical to Thanos with the glove. And Steve.
The holding it open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like bending his fucking fingers back. And uh-huh. he goes in.
Headbutts her and she just.
She just looks at him.
Like, are you fucking kidding
like,
me?
Like, that's it?
Wait, I'm sorry. When all the guns turn towards the clouds and I think it was Rhodey's like, we got something big coming in or we got something mm-hmm. coming in, breaking in through the atmosphere. And I was like, why don't we have it? And there's a yellow glow coming. Like, here she comes. And then. No, not to the battlefield, not the fight one. No, just to obliterate the fucking ship was fucking awesome. They said they reduced her screen time in the movie for exactly that reason. They would have all just been sitting back on the bench while she fucking obliterated the Black Order and throwing us by herself.
But the tactical move when she's like all but breaking his fucking fingers
mm-hmm.
of popping out the Power Stone.
That was
just fucking punch her.
Oh yeah. He was just like, yeah, that was fucking
that was pretty
that
cool.
Was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have all the awesome rah-rah hero moments in this movie. But at the same time, Marvel villains, especially in this war, the Infinity War characters, the Black Order not so much. They aren't very depth, mm-hmm. but as a whole they are.
Mm-hmm.
They got their cool moments. I mean, Thanos wasn't a punk. He didn't go out like he fought to the friggin' end. He mm-hmm. fought Thor, Captain America, and Iron Man single-handedly, and Captain America with freaking Mjolnir. So
And that fight when it was just the three of them was fucking amazing.
It was. And they said they did say that part where he tightens the strap on the shield. It's because you can't see it in the scene, but his arm is bleeding. His arm
You can see
one of the cuts where he slices into it. He's cut and bleeding. He tightens it basically to stop the bleeding. And the Avengers assemble freaking about fucking time. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, the hammer. I was giddy, stomping my feet and cheering in the theater.
Well, that Avengers Assemble line is a throwback to the
Avengers 4.
It was, I don't remember who said it, but it was, you know, if you were there and
I think the first one to say it was Ant-Man.
No. Not in this movie. But like
in the comics.
But the entire Avengers Assemble thing concept as they introduced it in the movies. Like, if you're there when we say that,
you're an Avenger. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, that was another thing. Age of Ultron, Hawkeye's speech to Scarlet Witch. I don't care what you got going on or what, but if you step out that door, you're an Avenger. Well, all the people coming through that portal, Avengers Assemble. Wong's a fucking Avenger?
Why not?
All of the wizards of, you know, Marvel-y place are Avengers now. So I'm cool with it. Don't get me wrong.
And Howard.
Every M'Baku is a fucking Avenger.
Mm-hmm. And Howard.
Howard the Duck, yes. Okay. Howard the Duck.
I didn't see him. I looked.
I've seen it three times. I still don't see him. I know that. I know where he is.
He's.
But I miss him every time.
When
it's truly blinking, you miss it.
The Wasp comes in and lands, and her helmet goes away. He's standing right over her shoulder.
Yeah.
But I mean, like when everybody's coming in,
it's truly like one couple seconds. It's like a couple seconds, and if you don't see it, you're not going to see him.
And I don't think he's like they show him fighting or anything.
No,
show him in the background or anything,
but it was just that they included him. Makes me incredibly happy.
Well, he's already been in the movies. He was in the end of
Guardians 1.
And he's got a TV show coming to Hulu.
Really?
Yeah, we'll talk about that another time.
Okay. That'll be interesting. Is it going to be irreverent?
It's going to be a cartoon.
Oh, okay.
Is he going to have the three nostrils like he did in... Or six nostrils like he did in... In Guardians, because I like the fact that he looked like a duck, but he was still alien enough that he wasn't a duck.
Yeah. I have no idea, but we've gone for about an hour and 50, so I think it's time we wrap shit up.
Probably, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So there you have it. This is what happens when two fools talk about the Endgame.
That's right.
I hope that it did not live up to any of the hype that we've not built.
Tune in next time when we may or may not talk about Nazis in Antarctic bunkers.
And by that, we're going to be talking about Nazis in Antarctic bunkers.
I'm not saying we are, but...
We're probably gonna.
Are we?
I think we will.
Okay.
All right.
There's no stopping you.
Oh, man, it was
great. There's no stopping me. There is stopping you, sir.
Yeah.
Because I just talk over you, and then that stops you.
Yeah.
Well, if you let him wear himself down, and you come in with a reasonably cogent argument, sometimes that's enough.
I still didn't back down from the fact that Steve Rogers is a bitch.
I'm not. He's not my favorite.
Dude, I'm gonna fucking hit you.
Okay. All right. So we're gonna settle that off air because I don't want the sound of punches to be the last thing you find folks here. So yeah, we'll be back next time. Be good to each other.